The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
We discussed in the previous shiur the Sveikis of the Gemara in the Din of Yodos and how it applies to various areas in Halacha. And the Rishonim discussing Daf Zayin, being that some of the Sveikis are left without a maskana, without a clear resolution. So the Shal is had a paskin. Let's say we have Yeshiyat Kedushin. Is it a Kedushin? Is it not a good Kedushin? So whenever you have a Sofik of a Maisa Kedushin, you have to go L'chumra. Sofik D'Raisa L'chumra. And that's the way the Ran says in the beginning of Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. The Ran, however, brings a Rashba that he argues on the Gabi something else. What does the Rashba say? The Rashba says that by Payet Stoku is the Shal, if he used the Lashon of a Yad for to be Mafresh Pay or to give Tztoka, whether we would go L'Kulu or L'Chumro, the Rashba says we go L'Chumro, brings it also from the Ramban. The Ran argues. The Ran says that since we have a Sofik by Yesh Yadu Tztoka of money, whether that money should go to Tztoka or not, is the halacha is that Hamotzi Mechavel V'Arayu, which is the Klal always by Momen. And here this brings up an interesting point. We have on the one hand, we know that, let's say Tztoka, besides for a shiloh of moment, which is a shiloh who this $100 person was mafresh mois l'tzedakah. There's a shiloh over here now of chayshim mishpat. Does the money belong to the poor people of Bnei Brak, or does the money belong to the fellow who either did or didn't give the money? That's a shiloh in hilchas momenis chayshim mishpat. I might say mechavel v'ray. On the other hand, we have really by its nature we have a shiloh over here of bal yachim. We have a shiloh over here of hilchas nedar. The shaila of a kiyum of hilchus nedarim l'char is a shaila of iser. In Momo, in the halacha, sofik Momo l'kula, a person who is holding possession is 9/10 of the law. Whoever is holding the Momo will keep the Momo. In iser, one has a shaila of iser, one has mechuyif b'machmir. Just to bring up an interesting point where we, on a simple level, where we see the two clash. There's a mitzvah saseh of b'yoyim reititin schore, a person has to not only pay wages, honestly, but he also has to pay wages in a timely fashion. But deraisa mechuyev is a person is mechuyev to pay anybody who performs any paid service for him that day. So it's a saying, if he violates this and he doesn't pay on time, he's over an aloysa say of loisolin schar pulos. So let's say you have a person who hired a painter, electrician, plumber, whatever the case is, and there's a question at the end of the job being done whether the job was performed up to par, whether the job was actually finished, and so on. Reuven has a shadow whether he should pay Shimon $100 for the job or whether he should say, no, I'm not paying you until it's clear that you did the job up to standard, up to whatever standard was made up. On the one hand, we have the Suffolk moment. Now, why doesn't Reuven want to give him the money? Because being that possession is 9/10 of the law, if he's going to pay Shimon, he's going to have to be the one to present the evidence in Bezin to be Moitzi Mamon from Shimon. Why should he set that up? Better let him keep the money, and Shimon, if he wants to be Moitzi Mamon for a job that was done professionally, he'll have to bring evidence in Bezin against Reuven. So Reuven doesn't want to pay Shimon. L'chayrim it said dinei mamonis, his time is justified. Don't hand over the money because right now you're the muchzik. On the other hand, he has a safek issur. This is a machlokes gedolei achronim. Is the mamonis tikachiyuv to pay on time a separate? Does it have separate definition as an issur, or is it not more than a chiyuv mamon? If it's a chiyuv mamon, safek mamon l'kulo. If it's an issur, safek deraisa l'chumro. And that's the same shadow that we have over here by Yeshad Tzedok. Now, the Kudra says Sveikis has a far-ranging discussion, as in all Dine Sveikis of Momen, on this topic. It's at the end of Klal Aleph, and the Kudra says Sveikis puts down one clear thing. Open up the Shulchan Aruch and you'll see that if a person has a Shaila, that he has a Neder Litzdok, and the Shaila whether he was Mekayim, the Neder is Mechuyiv to be Machmi. Why? A Shaila, if a person was Mekabal on himself, a Neder Litzdok, is a Suffolk of Issa. Tayachal is Issa. Same way, if a person would be noider not to eat tomatoes, a person would be noider not to eat hamburgers, he would have an iser neder, and he would mechuyif be machmir even where it's a case of sofik, because it's an iser sofik deraisa l'chumro. A neder, it's not, it would be the same thing. It's deraisa. Deraisa has a chiyuv to Bayachol Dvoroi, he'd be mechuyev. The Shaila only starts, the Ran and the Rashba are only arguing where we're talking about something which is not clearly an Isser, which is separate from the moment. What does that mean? Bal Yachel, by its definition, is not a Dovah Shal Isser. I'm sorry, it's not a Dovah Shal moment. It's a Dvar Isser. Even if that Isser of Bal Yachel has to do with shelling out money, but by its nature, it's an Isser. Masha'en Kain, if a person says, sell a Zulut Stalker, where he's mafresh the mois, Bepashtis is already a kinyan on the mois that he goes Litztokah. There the Bayachal is not something isolated. If he says Harei Zul Litztokah, he doesn't have a personal obligation. He was already miyachad this coin, this money, this bank account for Litztokah. The shaila is only whether giving over that money is necessary because of a suffix Isser, or whether he could say Amay Tzimei Chavel V'Rai. There the Mamna and the Isser are much more intertwined. Not an Isser and a moment that fall into each other. Similar to the Shaila that we said, Legabe Baltol, Legabe the Chiv to pay on time. We're also, it's a Isser of Mavin. We'll give a simple example of such a concept. There's a Machloikis, the Rosh, and the Rambam. If a person has, he's living next door to somebody else, there's Halochas in the second parak of Bava Basra called Niskei Shkainim. You're not allowed to use the property, the edge of your own property, in a way which will cause long-lasting damage to the fellow next door. Again, you're not doing anything. All you're doing is using your property. But there's a balance over here of where Chazal understood that your usage of your property is going to infringe on somebody else's efficient usage of his own property. Sounds like Mammon. On the other hand, there's an Isser to be mazik somebody else. The Isser to be mazik somebody else, a chayr, would stand as an Isser for itself. If you have a sofik, pick up a rock, throw it, you have a sofik whether it's going to crash through somebody's window or not. Do you have a havamina that you're allowed to do it? Of course not. Why? Chayr, it's only dinei mamon. It's not dinei mamon. Right now you have a shayla on whether you're allowed to do something that potentially could cause damage to somebody else. Sofik isa l'chumra. You're not allowed to do it. The same way you're not allowed to put food into your mouth if there's a legitimate sofik that it's chazer. You're not allowed to pick up a rock and throw it where there's a legitimate sofik that's going to crash through somebody's window. Using your property in a way which might be halachically defined as damaging somebody else's property. On the other hand, if it's not considered damaging somebody else's property, so we're telling you not to use your property to the maximum, there we have the Isser and the moment intertwined in one mitzius. That is the machlokes the Rosh and the Rambam and Niske Shchenim, it's in Choshev Mishbukuf Nadal. A similar concept is what we have over here in the Ram the Raj, but they're arguing where the moment and the Isser are not two isolated dinim that happened to have fallen into the same case, but where the dinim handing over money that was given to tzedakah is by its nature moment, because you're talking about handing over moment. On the other hand, you're talking about something that has Isser ramifications. You're talking about Bayakel. That is the machlokes d'Ran and d'Rashba. Now, what's interesting is that there's a din which seems to contradict many of the klolim of Sveikis. The Ran brings it, Behemshech HaBayos and Abzayin HaMed Aleph, and that din is the din of Tzadeik Mishalcho V'tein Lo. The Gemara Chul Dafkuf Lamed Aleph discusses where a person had, it's actually talking over there, where there was a, some stalks of grain are left on the field after the workers gathered up the sheaves. Something's left on the field. It's not clear, in the case discussed in the Gemara Chula, whether that was part of the original pickup, in which case it would become leket, and it would now be Momen Aniyim, or whether it was part of the field that wasn't collected from. The Shiloh there was that Nemolim ants could possibly drag the sheaves of wheat from one place to another place. Really, it's not checked to know whether that was part of the field that is Mechuyiv, or it's part of the field that's not mechuyev. The details as far as the leket are over there. What's important for us is that the Gemara says over there, Ugzeres HaKosim, the Pasuk says, Tzadek Mishalcho, give that of your own, clearly, because there's a Sosafik Mamon, the person should be able to keep it. And the Gemara says, "Exes hakosuv that a person is mechuyev moist tzedakah tzedek mishocho." Even though halacha, as far as Choshev Mishpat would be concerned, would define something that suffix of the sheaves, the pieces of tvua, would define it as yours tzedek mishocho v'tein loy and give it to him. That's the Gemara over there. On the one hand, the Gemara would seem to indicate that without a separate gzeres hakosuf, we wouldn't say that over here we have a suffix mamon and a suffix gisuf. Dinoga zebozeh, memela, we treat it as a suffix gisuf and you have to go to chumrah. No. You'd have to go to chumrah. No, you'd be able to keep it. Why? It's your money. The Gemara needs a gzeres hakosuf. On the other hand, the Gemara asks the kasha and goes to a shakvatai over there, which seems to contradict what we just said. The Gemara over there asks, in the case of tzadekim shachavatem loy, by a koma, which are by a pile of stalks of wheat, which are besafik, and the Gemara says over there, the ones mechuyev to be machmir. The Gemara asks a kasha from a Mishnah over there in Chum. The Mishnah Chum of Kuf Lamed Aleph says, a behemah was shechted, and it was shechted, when a behemah is shechted midiraisa, we don't so much practice this halacha today, but the deraisa is that one is mechuyev to give certain parts of the behemah shel chulin to a koyin matnas kuna. It's called zeroy lechayim bekeva. And the shaila over there was that there was somebody who was a goy at one point, and meat was shechted for him. His animal was shechted, and at some point he was a guy. It's not clear whether the shechid did his work when he was still a goy, when the owner of the cow was still a goy, or after he had already been a guy, and then he's mechuyev to give to the Koyin. A goy is not mechuyev to give matnas kuna. And the shaila is whether the parts of the cow that were shechted stay b'shus habaylim, or whether we say b'savik that the goy. The Gemara says no. The Gemara says since he was potter yesterday from matnas kuna, he's becheskes p'tur. If he's becheskes p'tur, the halacha is he does not have to give matnas kuna. The shaila is that we just said that there's excess and cost of the even where otherwise one would be potter from Antiskuna, Manzani, whatever it is. Taloch is tzadek mishachav etenle. What's the chilik? So the Kunsh HaSveikis that we just mentioned in Klal Aleph says like this. Says that there's a chilik between when something is a sofik, or where there's a sofik that was able to be resolved, it's not a sofik anymore. We have in the Torah various halachas of deciding sfeikas. There's roiv, there's chazaka, there's different types of chazaka, edus, all different things for deciding, different mechanisms for deciding what to do in case of doubt. The Gemara is understanding that whenever there's a sofik of matan sani, matan kuna, one is mechuyev to be machmir, ki'ilu the Torah lifted matan sani and matan kuna out of the context of out of the context of moment and turned it into iser, that then the halacha would be suffik deraisa l'chomer. That seems to be the gedder the gzeres hakosuf. Explains the kuntres hasveikis, but that's only when we have a suffik in front of us. What about something that's not a suffik at all? Where somebody yesterday was not mechuyev to be mafish matnas kuna matnas aniyim, there we could say to ourselves that until a firm basis for him being a yid, being mechuyev, in that case, the animal was owned by a goy. He was a goy yesterday. Until proven otherwise, he's a goy. The chazaka over there, what it does is, it says that mehechitesi, who told us to create a halachic suffix where there is none? That's sometimes what chazaka does. Sometimes chazaka doesn't manage that. There is a suffix. Something happened. Let's say there's a suffix on a mikveh, whether it was kosher or not. Right now, we check the mikveh, we find the mikveh chosah. To say that there's no suffix is not accurate, because there is a suffix. Before Neinu, we have a mikveh which is chosah. The shaila is only can we decide when it became chosah. We have a field which is definitely mechuyev b'leket. The shaila is whether these sheaves, whether these stalks of wheat, are part of the potter pile or the part of the chayev pile. But the field is definitely something which is mechuyev. You want to use chazaka to paskin, to go l'kula? No. There's halacha to go l'chumra. Where one could say that the chazaka that there's no suffix in the first place, there the halacha would be that we would consider that legitimate way of saying that there is no suffix. Kuntres HaSveikis says that the same din will be true, let's say, by tzedakah, where that there will be a difference between where we have a suffix which will be decided. Sometimes we have a suffix. Right now, Lamaisa, one person is holding on to the money, possession is 9/10 of the law, this is a suffix. We don't have a achra, but we have a din to leave the money where it is. Sometimes we have, where something was owned by somebody yesterday, we see it as his until proven otherwise. That's not a suffix with a hakra. That's called mehechitesi, to create a suffix where there is none. It's what we call the difference between marukama and cheskes mamon. Same type of concept we find, let's say Tok V'Koyin, where the Rashba tells us there's a halachic mechanic, halachic dynamic called Tfisa. This is suffix and moment. Something is owned by somebody. Even it's not clear whether it is. He held on to it only midin that he's a muxik. The halacha would be if somebody else is toifis, if the person endowed is toifis, there's a shayla who owns a car, who owns a cow, whatever it is. Reuven is holding on to it. Reuven continues to hold on to it. What happens if Shimon is toifis? Do we say now Shimon becomes the muxik and now he's holding on to it? Maybe Reuven can grab it back? Or do we say no? Reuven was holding it. That decided for us that Reuven is the owner. We now can't see Shimon legitimately grabbing it. Says the Rashba, that depends what type of cheskes mamon we're talking about. There's a cheskes mamon where you know that a behemoth was born, the shayla whether it's a bechor or not. And the shayla over there is a shayla which we can't get away from. An animal was born, there's a question whether it's a bechor or not. We can't get away from that it's a suffix. If it's a suffix, so now Reuven's holding it, but it's still a suffix. Just happens to be Reuven's holding it, we leave it by Reuven. If Shimon grabs it, so now we leave it by Shimon. Sometimes we have a chazoka, a cheskes mamon, where it determines that there is no suffix. Yesterday something belonged to somebody, it's a shayla whether he sold it, shayla whether a transaction was completed. Until we see it out of his rishus, mechitesi, declared to make a suffix, to be mistapping on his bailus. Since that was yesterday the reality of his ownership, so then that's the reality until proven otherwise. In that case, we can understand that if we paskin that something belongs to Reuven because there was no reason to assume otherwise, then how could Shimon grab it now from Reuven? We don't see any suffix connected to Reuven. We don't see anything being ma'ar, creating doubt on Reuven's ownership. To say now that Shimon has a right to grab it, megadesi, we assume that it belongs to Reuven. The same thing is true, the Kodesh HaSveika says, in the context that we're dealing with, Lagabi Lagzeres HaKosov, that one is B'chuit V'Makmen. If we could look at the Chazoka as a definition that there is no suffix, so where we could say that there is no suffix, there we could say that there's no Gzeres HaKosov, when in doubt, go to the extreme, go L'chumra. There's no doubt. The Chazaka Paschim is no doubt, but when the Chazaka is saying, look, there is a suffix, this moment here, let's say the Shulchan Aruch, one of the theories that's mentioned, Shulchan Aruch talks about a person has very common, person collected money for tzedakah, and then he got mixed up, which pocket is which. He has a pile of money that's chulin, a pile of money that's tzedakah. Is it chuyiv to be mafish from his own money to cover tzedakah? Yes. Why? Because over here there is a suffix. You have a pocket of this, you have a pocket of that. Bechrecht is a suffix. Where we have a suffix, whether a person bechalal was mechuyiv to go into any obligation, so we can say, look, until proven that he does have an obligation, he doesn't have an obligation. But where he had a pocket of money that belonged to him and a pocket of money that belonged to tzedakah, the Ramah in Hilch Tzedakah in Reish Nutez paskins is mechuyiv to give of his own money. You can't say about tzimachal v'raya because over there you have the suffix. You certainly have two piles of money. They certainly got mixed up. You don't know which one is which. You can't make oisav. You can only say, because I'm on the possession side of the suffix, I can go l'kura over there. We have a suffix. No, go l'chumra. That's the gist of the Kodesh HaSveika's argument. To define different areas of chazaka, whether the chazaka makes something not a suffix, or whether the chazaka says it's a suffix, but binoy kach v'kach. In that case, you have to go l'chumra. But like we said, this is really the basis of the discussion between the Ran and the Rashba by us. Are we talking about dinei mamon? We're talking about isser when the mamon and the isser meet up. But when there's an isser which is really not by nature mamon, then for sure one has to go l'chumra. Like we said, a plain portion of Bayakel is Dine Issa, has nothing to do with Dine Mamun. It happens to be met up in Yitzhak with Dine Mamun. One would be Mechuyiv to go Le'ach.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.